Hello there, and so glad you're joining me today. Today, we are looking at the life of Joseph. And we really don't know a lot about Joseph. He was a simple man. He was a handyman or a carpenter. He really wasn't very significant, not at least until the events that we're going to read about today. In fact, he didn't really live a full and complete life. At some point, as Jesus was growing up, Joseph passed away. We know that because when Jesus was on the cross, he said to the apostle John to take care of his mother. Apparently his stepdad, you could say, Joseph, had passed away at some point. But we do have here in Matthew 1 just a little bit of glimpse of his life. And so even though we don't have a lot on him, I think what we do have really reveals some really incredible things about this man and things that I think can encourage us. So let's take a look. Matthew chapter 1, starting in verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Again, remember, to be betrothed was an engagement, but it was a legally binding marriage, but you just did not consummate the relationship. You didn't live together yet until the wedding ceremony. And so, of course, Joseph is going to be very confused and very upset with all of this. Look at verse 19. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. All right, so obviously this would change everything, but I want to look at his response today. Before this took place, before the angel showed up and he's got the woman that he loved, that he had remained faithful, waiting for that special day to find out that she was pregnant. And of course his response was going to be that he was upset and disappointed and I'm sure even angry, because his understanding was, well, she's pregnant. She slept with somebody else. And so, being a just man, he was going to divorce her. Okay, she had violated the law of God, and Joseph was a man who was committed to the law of God. How do I know that? Because it says he was a just man. That word just in the Greek New Testament, it's kind of a broad word. It carries the idea of to be righteous, holy, godly. All right, it's a person that chooses consistently to do the right thing. It's a person of integrity. It's the kind of person that you know you can rely on them. You can trust them that they're going to make consistently right and godly choices in their life. And that was him. So the first of two things that I want us to look at from his life to challenge us with is that Joseph was a man of godly conviction. Joseph was a man of godly conviction. I hope that you and I, as followers of Christ, are also have godly conviction that we can't be bought, that our integrity can't be bought, that we are bound with our lives to the Word of God and following what it says, even when it's difficult in our life. Imagine how difficult of a choice this was for him, though. He loved Mary with all of his heart, but she had committed adultery, and for him, that was a violation of the Word of God. And so he had a conviction to divorce her because of that idolatry. Again, in his mind, which it was idolatry. He was a man of godly conviction. But number two, he balanced that by also being a man of godly compassion. Not just conviction, but compassion, which is a balance we need, because sometimes you can have godly convictions and you're firm and you won't back down, but sometimes not be a person of compassion. And both are important. We can still have our convictions and yet be passionate people towards others, and those that have wronged us, those who have violated the word. And I love this balance that we see here of him being a man of conviction, but also compassion. Why do I say he's a man of compassion? Because despite his hurt, his sense of betrayal, at least in his mind, it says that he was unwilling to put her to shame. He was going to divorce her quietly. He was still trying to protect her. He still cared about her and he wanted the damage to be as minimal as it possibly could be for her. And so that's my challenge for us today as we look at the life of Joseph. Would people say that of us as followers of Christ? That we have godly conviction, that we are firm on, that we live by the integrity of God's word in our life, and yet we are people of compassion, people who may not share those same convictions, people who have wronged us. Will we still love our enemy? Do we still live with compassion, even amidst the convictions that we have to God's word? That's our challenge for today.